Yes, indeed, we can use a refreshing, a mighty refreshing right about now. We need it. All right, so here we go. You help your child, you help your children, help yourself with this issue of bedwetting. All right, again, be courageous and share your experience of what happened when you were younger and had a relapse. Okay, what causes bedwetting? Well, many things can cause it. It could be slower development of bladder control. It could be heavy sleep. I know that we would like for our children to get up and head to that bathroom when their body is ready to release that liquid. But they can be sleeping so heavy sometimes, they just don't wake out of that heavy sleep. Stress and anxiety can be a cause of bedwetting. And don't think, ladies and gentlemen, you all have heard us talk about this before, do not think that because children are very, very young people that they cannot experience stress. They can and do experience stress. Let me tell you something. We know, and I'm talking about we, I'm not just talking about professional scientists, professional biologists, professional physicians, etc. You, me, we all have noticed children's expression of their experience of stress from their earliest days. When they start crying because they're ready to eat, they're ready to drink some milk, and that milk has not been presented to them fast enough. They're ready to get that stuff off their bodies, and no one has changed that diaper soon enough. And so they cry to let us know this needs to be taken care of. They're expressing their stress. 4 years old, 5 years old, they can be stressed, feel like they're left out on the playground. Oh, yes. Our children can express stress and anxiety. These can be causes of the bedwetting. A child who has been dry and suddenly starts wetting the bed may have an infection or maybe a big life change, like a move, may be bothering the child. So be sure to speak with your doctor if this is a new problem. In other words, your child had stopped wetting the bed and something is happening, and that child, the same child, has begun to wet the bed again. What about this? You know, those of you especially who work in the civic field, you work in the field of helping, whether it's missions, you name it. One of the things that we're finding out is that when we want to help a group of people with whatever it is we want to help them with, one of the worst things we can do is go in with all the answers and tell that group of people, or tell that individual, hey, I want to help you, and this is how I want to help you. This is what I want to do in order to help you. And never ask that person, never ask that group how they would like to be helped. Now, I'm saying that to say this. It may be good, it may be even better, to engage your child in the conversation as you all look for solutions to the bedwetting. If your child is 4 or older, ask for your child's ideas. What might help her stop wetting the bed? Brainstorm together. Drinking less in the evening and cutting back on drinks with caffeine might be worth trying. How many of you recall some of the timelines or deadlines or stop lines that some experts give when it comes to drinking caffeine, or for that matter, even eating stuff with caffeine in it, like chocolate? What's a good time to stop? Some people say no more than 2 to 3 hours before bedtime. Some say nothing past 12 in the afternoon or 2 in the afternoon. No more caffeine. Caffeine can be problematic You know, it stimulates, it's a stimulant, but also just fluids in general, even if it's just plain H2O. It's probably not a good idea to let your child be drinking water up until the last 15 minutes before he or she goes to bed. You can also offer options such as absorbent pants or waterproof sheets while you're waiting for them to overcome this bedwetting process. Reassure that most kids outgrow bedwetting. By keeping it positive and involving her, you'll help build her confidence and encourage some good bedtime habits. Can you imagine? Just compare what it's like for you to go to bed after having spent the last hour before going to bed, thinking about the stress you experienced on the job that day, and the stress you anticipate experiencing tomorrow. And you go to bed with that on your mind. That can definitely interfere with good sleep. Going to bed stressed, with your mind, your emotions filled with stress, stressful thoughts. Can you imagine what it's like, what it could be like for a child who's thinking, man, I wet the bed last night and I wet the bed the night before that. I've been trying my best to stop this and it's just not working. I don't know what to do. Am I going to wet the bed again tonight? And then the child thinking to him or herself, I probably will. I probably wet the bed again tonight. And they're going to bed stressed, which may actually increase the chances of them wetting the bed because they're going to bed stressed. See if you can help them counter some of that by giving them some words of encouragement just as they get ready to go to bed. Those of you who have a connection with Christ Jesus, be sure that you all practice praying together, particularly just before your child goes to bed. Help relieve some of that stress. All right. What else can be done, though, to help go about the business of conquering bedwetting? I'll give you some more ideas in just a few.